Fucking number one sports gambling podcast coming out of PMI offices.
Thank God there's not much competition.
Yeah. I'm Tone Diggs. It's Bubba Gumpino.
Good day, Tony.
Raldi Skates, Nikki Skates is already in the fucking studio.
Straight from the start.
It's Fast Friend, Feel Good Friday Hero, and Hammer Don.
Fast fucking quadruple F.
Well, I mean, you guys, I can't even get you guys fucking together because Wendy's Windhorse is trending for.
Hey, tell you what, you thought you were having a bad day. Go check out what's happening to Brian Windhorse on the internet right now. You'll feel a lot better by yourself.
We know that he's got. He's taking LeBron for sure in the MVP race. Yeah, I mean, there is a game going on right now. Somehow the Pacers are fucking up 12 on the Jazz.
Yeah, dude, I'm getting fucking taken to the cleaners on that one.
You love saying taken to the cleaners lately.
I fuck take to the cleaners on that one.
We can't do it to Mitt on every show. We can't. LeBron's plus 4,200, so if he cashes in, Windhorse is fucking making bank.
How many picks does Windy have?
He's got enough.
He votes? How many votes does Windy have?
Yeah.
One, probably.
Well, Mitt, how'd you do last night, dude?
What are you trying to say?
Hold on a second.
I had a great night.
Before we get started, what are you doing here?
Well, I was going to give some expert analysis on the Jake Paul Ben Askren odds that came out not too long ago.
All right, go
you
ahead.
You wanted some of that?
Go ahead.
Who would you guys assume would be the favorite in this fight?
Well, we know Jake Paul is the favorite.
Okay, what do you think the favorite, like, the numbers are on it?
I don't know, to be honest.
Jake Paul,
170.
Minus 190, according to some places. I wasn't able to find it on FanDuel, so I don't know what it's like live right now.
I mean, Askren's videos haven't been incredible.
You don't think he's playing possum?
He might be playing possum. I would take, if I'm a gambling man, which I am, I'd take the guy who fought in the MMA for a long time.
I just don't think that he's going to be able to get knocked out or, like, TKO'd. I think, if anything, it goes to decision and Askren would win. Or Jake would win, but I don't think Askren gets
the Are you fired up to watch this, Bill?
MMA celebrity boxing match.
It's almost impossible to tell because, like, you watched that last fight, and Nate Robinson was so despicable in his performance. So embarrassing to be a human being attempt in a box, like, let alone a fight, like a boxing match, to have that kind of form and technique as a professional athlete. It's impossible to rate Jake, I guess.
I never
saw the first fight, so.
I think if you left Nate in there on his own for a round, he would have found a way to knock himself out.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, I'm glad we covered that. Thanks, Bill.
Let's start.
Can I still sit here? I got nothing else to do.
No, I let him sit.
No, you can sit. I'm kidding. Jay, how are you doing today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Sorry you have to be back there with those two.
It's all right.
Tony, why'd you type someone tell Bill to get back in his cave in the chat?
I didn't type that.
Well, you and I are the only people that have access to that account.
Welcome to Hammer Down. It's off the rails early on this Friday. We got MLB, NHL, NBA, fucking Jake Paul, Ben Askren. There is an MMA actual event this weekend. No one in this room knows anything about it. So next week, I believe there's actually like a good fight. I believe it's Usman and Masvidal.
Oh, Usman?
Next fucking week. Usman? I could be wrong, but I think that's
the
next
25th.
Week. Thank you. So we're going to actually we'll get an MMA guest for that.
Holy
talk about that.
Shit.
And we have to. It's a big fight. Fuck. And you can win money on it.
Fucking Gabe Morenci.
When are you getting Lytle?
Not lights out?
Yeah.
Is he in the fucking...
He still. Is the fight game.
Is he in the gambling fight game? Or?
I mean, I'm sure he can tell you who's going to win.
He'll throw some shekels around.
He will throw some shekels around. I went 5-1 in MLB last night.
Had a baby tone.
Shout out me. How was your night,
Bob? 3-1.
Is that good?
Had a baby me.
A's. Hey, by the way. And if the team betting worked, if everyone was on fucking Gomer Pyle last night,
that was
Justin Turner did everything he could for that not to come home, but it did. Rockies plus 1.5, first five. We got it.
I'm starting to turn on Mr. Pyle.
We got it. Yeah, we're going to make.
What's his name? Gomer?
Gomer. We're gonna make some money off Gomes this year.
I mean, if he can stop walking, guys, he'll be very good.
No, I mean, he's fine. He's fine how he is.
He is fine, but there's room to improve.
Man, how was NBA last night?
I did pretty good. I went 3-1 last
night. Okay.
That baby Mitt.
Boy, Mitt. 3-1, so that's 8-2.
11-3.
11-3 from this side. How was the ice last night?
Well, Tony, the problem with being Mr. Even Steven is that when you do go down and you come back up to even, you will eventually go back down again. So, continuing the trend, I was 3-5 last night.
So you'll be 5-3 tonight if you take 8 games.
That's the hope. We're not taking that money, though. It's a small slate tonight.
Small slate tonight in the NHL. You know what? Why don't we get to it?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Before we get to it. Before we give out our information and picks for today, you can use this information if you want for today's hashtag FanDuel Hammered Down Rollover $2,000 up for grabs today. 10-leg parlay, -130 odds or worse.
Why would you not?
Why would you not? Don't use the first half and total line for or game line for the same game. Don't be an asshole. No screenshots. Type it out. Use the hashtag. Send it to us. $2,000 today. Nick, sorry for cutting you off. I just wanted to, you know, let the people know that they can subscribe to this channel as well and tell their friends. Go ahead, NHL bets tonight. What are we thinking?
I'm glad you did that because all of these picks tonight will be eligible for said parlay
to either win you
a boatload of money or absolutely torpedo your evening into a complete hellscape.
You're right. Only 4 games tonight in the league. So.
We're going with 3 of them, and we are going all dogs, baby. We are going Calgary. We're on the Flames this time. They're playing Montreal again, +118. And listen to this. The total's gone under in 5 of Calgary's last 6 games when playing Montreal. Don't buy into the hype. We're going over 5.5 on that as well. Wow. Also plus money.
So Calgary, +120. You got it +118. So you lost out. And then over 5.5, +100 for that game.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. And then we're going to jump over and we're going to jump back onto the New York Islanders. They're playing the Bees again.
The Bruins?
Also with the over 5.5, New York plus money. I got it at +100. I don't know what it's at now. Total's gone under in 8 of Boston's last 12 when playing the Islanders. Tuukka Rask isn't playing. Let's go try and get that over. Let's
Rask, all right?
You said the money line for the Islanders?
Yeah, he played last game.
Money line for the Islanders?
Money line and the
plus
over.
+104 for the money line. Over is +116.
Okay, and then last but not least, can't stress this enough. This is purely taking a chance, taking a stab on the LA Kings at +250 because Colorado is 9-1 straight up in their last 10. They're one of the best teams in the league, but they have some COVID problems. Philip Grubauer, their goalie, is out for like 2 weeks with it. They had a player test positive this morning, and they had to cancel their morning skate.
Nick, I mean, I commend you for finding this game because it's off of the board for FanDuel.
They pulled it. They might have postponed the game by the time we came in here. It may be off, so yeah.
But who are we taking?
I was taking LA if it hasn't been canceled yet. I know Denver had to the Colorado had to cancel their morning skate. They may have postponed the game.
Or maybe FanDuel just took the line down because
or they may have taken it down, yeah, because they're readjusting.
But if you could find that line somewhere.
Nick started talking and they fucking took it off.
Yeah, that was quick. All right. So I mean if they don't take it down and you then they put it back up somewhere later and you can find
now,
it.
Now even with all that said, it's still going to be a mighty task for LA to pull it off, but take a stab at it if you want.
If you don't get that game, you could still get Calgary as a dog in the over in that game and the Islanders a dog in the over in that game.
Nailed it.
Hey, thank you for coming in this
weekend. Thank you, boys.
You enjoy your weekend.
Okay? You as well. Good luck, fellas. I wish you all the best.
You can always find Nick's picks on the weekends on his Twitter. He will tweet those out for you most likely.
I do that.
Nick's picks.
On Saturdays,
Nick's
I do
picks.
Do that.
Nick's picks.
Nick's picks. Check those out at Nick Marotta on Twitter. Thank you. Check out what do you say about the – you want to check out the MLB slate?
Yeah, we got Spurs going right now.
Tottenham Spurs.
Yeah.
How they doing?
Still 1-1. Second half just started.
Draw no bet, though.
Yeah, Lille's down 1-0, though. Got them money line.
Spurs should be up 1-0, but, you know, bad foul in
their
the box.
Their defender's an absolute buffoon.
Braves are beating the Cubs 4-1. Cubs may stink. Acuna is still very good.
It's on the Braves first five money line there.
Were you?
Yes, sir.
Did you tweet it up? Don't be an asshole. Yes, sir. Good man.
Thank you for that, Gumpy.
Thank you, pal.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What else we got going tonight? Arizona at Washington. I'm on it.
You're taking that plus a half?
You know that I am. Diamondbacks first five plus a half plus 114 versus the Nats. Taylor Widener's going for the Nats. Has a 2.45 ERA so far this season and is coming off a game where he was just okay. First game, great. Second game, just okay. Still has a 2.45 ERA. And I like that spot. I like when they're coming off a game where, like, you know, let's dial it back in. Both teams are in the middle of the pack as far as hitting righties, so I'm not worried about the Nats too much as far as maybe roughing them up. Scherzer has a 3.75 ERA, but he's an expected ERA of 5.38. So I like the D-backs' value here as a first five dog, getting plus money, plus 114. How'd you know I was going there?
I would lean plus a half as well, just because there's no value on taking the Nationals, who aren't that great of a team last night, as I found out yesterday.
Yeah, fucking
Corbin might be dead.
He got fucking destroyed. There was 10 runs on the board. There was, first it was 4-0, then it was 4-4, and then it was 10-4 in the second, and then Arizona had pretty much the reins for the rest of the way. You got anything for the Cards and Phillies game?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Taking the Phils.
Ooh. With Eflin.
Yeah.
Bad choice, Eflin.
Mitt, you're not a real fucking Cardinals fan, so don't say bad choice.
I mean, Martinez is 0-2 with a 6.30 ERA.
Not great.
And fucking Effie's 5 earned in 13 innings, so.
You just like Eflin better in this spot.
Yeah.
What's the line? Are you taking money line? What's the situation?
Money line.
What is it? Do you know?
It is. Oh, almost scored it there.
You watching the fucking Spurs game while fucking?
Of course, dude. What are we doing? What are we talking about?
Dude,
first five.
Yeah.
Minus 160.
Okay.
It's not great, but I'll take it.
It's acceptable.
I'll always take it.
It's acceptable.
Yeah.
Tampa and New York, I got nothing on that. Michael Walker versus Nick Nelson.
Nicky Nelson?
Mm-hmm.
Against Walker Flocka?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pass as well.
Actually, hey, I'm throwing my hat in here on the baseball. I'm throwing out the under of this game and St. Louis Cardinals money line. Parlay those.
Let's go. Under with Nick Nelson?
Oh, yeah, 9.5. I love it.
You're taking under with Waka and Nick Nelson?
Yeah, Waka Flocka and Nick Nelson. Let's go.
You have any reasoning for that, or you're just fucking...
Because Waka Flocka's on the mound, and it's Friday, and I want to throw a baseball parlay.
There you go.
Checks out.
Cleveland at Cincy, Logan Allen versus Jeff Hoffman. I got nothing on this game. You?
I would lean taking plus a half.
Okay.
But I don't love it, no.
Yeah. San Francisco Giants at the Miami Marlins. I'm on this one. So are you?
Yeah, you riding your Marlins again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take Giants.
You're going against me.
Yeah.
Fucking head to head.
1-0, 0.82 ERA, and 11 innings pitched, 12 Ks. Castano's first start.
You mean fucking DeSclafani's fucking?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's been.
He was good last year, too.
So I'm going Marlins plus a half, first five versus the Giants, and I'm going to lean to the under 4.5 here as well.
You like Castano?
Giants bottom three for the season, and last week they were also bottom three versus left-handed pitchers. Miami top 10 last week versus right-handed pitching, but yes, DeSclafani, who has been awesome this year with 0.82 ERA. I'm taking the value with the Marlins. It might be a fucking scoreless game heading into the sixth here, maybe. 1-1. I don't know. I just need the plus a half. Because the Marlins are the better hitting team, and I'm hoping the youngster here on the mound who's toeing the rubber for the Marlins doesn't fuck it up.
Fucking Tony Marlins.
It's not my favorite pick of all time, but the Marlins have been cashing in lately. Baltimore, Texas. I got a pick here too.
Baltimore, Texas?
Yeah. Rangers minus a half, first five, plus 110 versus the O's.
Who's on the bump?
Jorge Lopez is going for Baltimore, and he is 11.42 ERA so far this season.
Perennial slow starter, though.
Texas top 15 in batting average for the season. Fulton Avich had a nice start last time, going 7 innings and 1 earned run. So I'm betting on Fulton Avich here versus Jorge Lopez, who has an 11 ERA.
Fulty is good.
So I'm hoping Fulton Avich shows up. Jorge Lopez continues his ways. Texas, minus a half, first five, plus 110. That's it for me today.
That's it?
Yeah, I got 3 picks tonight.
Whoa, dude. You don't like the Dodgers-Padres game?
I looked at it. I just don't. Ryan Weathers, I don't know what to do with the youngster.
I would lean taking the Padres plus a half, but I mean, I don't.
Do you know what the odds are in that plus a half is for the Padres?
I'll pull it up.
I mean, I could look at it with you. This could be the game of the day where
Bueller,
we fucking.
Bueller only has 8 Ks this year. That's my only reasoning. Like, obviously, he hasn't given up any runs, but isn't he usually a strikeout machine?
Mm-hmm. Let me pull up Walker Bueller stats here. We're going to try to do one of these a day. We're going to fucking walk through it with you.
Plus a half at minus 112.
Plus a half, minus 112 for the Padres.
Dodgers, actually, first half, first five money liner.
So
they're only minus 152.
So Bueller's ERA is 1.50.
Yeah.
Only 6 Ks per nine, which is not great. He has not given up a walk yet, so that's good.
How many innings? Weathers has only gone what? Six-inning pitch, 7 Ks, is that
so
right?
So Bueller's got a 4.69 expected ERA, though. Weathers, let me pull him up.
I mean, even the Dodgers at minus 150 first five is decent value there for what they've been.
Well, last night no one played for the Dodgers, so I would check the lineup to see who's playing tonight for the Dodgers. Weathers has a 1.50 ERA, 10 Ks per nine, 3.12 expected ERA.
There's no need to bet this game.
I'm gonna stay away from it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stay away from this game.
There's no need.
I'm staying away from Pirates and the Brewers.
That's another interesting matchup as well.
JT Brubaker and Adrian Hauser.
I'd love to take the Pirates plus a half, but
I took the Brewers minus a half.
Billy Brewers.
Minus a half?
You a Brewers fan or what's going on back here?
Nah, Pirates fucking stink.
They've been fucking hot.
Not fucking Brubaker, though.
Don't fucking, Bill, don't be an asshole, dude.
I'm submitting my first ever rollover submission right now.
Yeah. Go ahead. Twins at the Angels. I'm excited for this series this weekend. I'm not excited for this game tonight, though. I don't really like the matchup, so kind of staying away from there. Detroit at Oakland. Urena versus Frankie Montes. It was a coin flip there for me, too, so staying away there. And then Urquidy and Kikuchi for Houston and Seattle. You got anything there?
Yeah, I got all three of those games I like.
Okay, actually, let's go. 20. Let's hear about them.
So I'm taking Twins plus a half first five.
Okay.
Just because I think Twins are a good team.
Okay.
And Haney is 7 ERA. Twins can mash.
Uh-huh.
Thorpe's first start, who knows, but I like the plus a half there.
Yeah.
And then I'll lay the minus a half with the Athletics. I love Montas.
Uh-huh.
He had a first start out. He was brutal. Last time out, 6 innings pitch, 1 earned, 5 Ks. So minus a half at minus 140, I'll take.
Yep.
And then I'm also going to take the Mariners. First five money line. 12 innings pitch, 16 Ks for Kikuchi.
That's nice, actually.
Urquidy has a 5.23 ERA. So Mariners are first in this division right now as well. So Mariners. I don't know who do the Astros have right now?
They had a bunch of guys out too the other day.
Yeah.
Mariners have been surprising. The A's are hot. The A's are looking like.
And Urena for the Tigers has been fucking brutal.
Okay. So I have tonight going Diamondbacks first five plus a half versus the Nats. Marlins plus a half first five versus the Giants. And I'm leaning towards the under 4.5 there. And then the Rangers minus a half first five plus 110 versus Baltimore. And you have
Phillies first five money line.
Yep.
Giants first five money line, Twins first five plus a half, Oakland first five minus a half, Mariners first five money line.
Okay. I took some notes for tomorrow since we don't have a show. Then we'll tweet out our picks. But Glasnow is going versus the Yankees. Dane Dunning's going for the Rangers.
Double D.
Miami and the Giants tomorrow. Let me see if I could find the pitching matchup because I liked the under there. Where is Miami? Aaron Sanchez and Sandy Alcantara. Good matching pitching matchup there tomorrow. And then if Detroit comes out as a large dog, I'm going to take them. And then the Cards. I like the Cards tomorrow versus Philly. So I'll tweet out what I'm actually taking once the lines come out and I see what it actually is. Because I may add one or drop a couple depending on what the line is. But
just add to it, dude. It's the weekend. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Okay. So we did baseball. We did hockey. Now we have some NBA. Mitt, do you have NBA for tonight?
Yeah, right now you can also get the Utah Jazz plus 138. They're down 13 to the Pacers. The Pacers are going to blow this game. Just trust me.
Tonight, NBA action. We'll just go through the slate a little bit here. I don't have any actual picks because I've decided that I'm going to give myself a little bit of ban here on the NBA just because – you know,
NBA stinks.
It wasn't treating me well. But I do, the first game of the night after Utah and the Pacers, Detroit minus 2.5 over OKC. OKC has lost 11 of 12. It's not like Detroit's great either, but it seems like they're still trying. And OKC seems like they are just a pile of dog shit. So if I had to make a pick there, maybe Detroit minus 2.5. Mitt, you got anything there?
No, but you are right. OKC, their owner is legitimately tanking the franchise to try and get a top pick, so... good pick.
Clippers plus 3.5 versus Sixers. Maybe. If I could get the Clippers as a dog. We don't know if Kawhi's playing. Serge Ibaka and Pat Beverly are both out. Tobias Harris and Dwight are questionable. So keep an eye on the lineups here before you make a bet on this one.
Keep an eye on it.
Keep an eye on the lineups. But if I could get the Clips at plus 3.5, if Kawhi's playing, obviously I'm going to take that one. Do you have anything there, Mitt?
I have honestly just been betting on the Clippers too much. They've been coming home for me, but it's kind of starting to worry me with Kawhi being out. And the 76ers are a really good team.
They are very good. And it's a fucking revenge spot for Doc.
Oh, yeah.
Docy revenge. My God.
What happened, Paul?
Everton, Sigurdsson. Spurs fucking stink, dude. He go.
What's up?
You okay, pal?
I mean, Mourinho was the king of just getting up a goal, and you just didn't let up any more goals. They get up a goal every fucking game and lose.
It's unbelievable.
They stink.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know what Spurs do now either. So if you can, Mourinho, who do you bring in? Harry Kane wants to leave.
Harry Kane?
Let's relax on Harry fucking leaving.
I mean, I don't think he should, but you got to want to win something at some point.
All right, let's take it easy. Let's fucking take it easy. Pelicans at the Wizards.
This one just moved.
Excuse me, what?
This one just moved. Pelicans-Wizards.
What, really?
Billy fucking money moves?
Well, it's fucking minus 3 for the Pelicans in my parlay. And
it's a 2.5. It did. It just moved to 2.5.
Oh, it's been a 2.5-3 all day, Bill. Same thing.
I was leaning Wizards plus the 3 just because of the trends in this game. But as we said before, Mitt, I will not bet on the Wizards nor the Pelicans. So stay away game for me.
You know what? I usually say I'm never going to bet on the Pelicans, but I love betting against the Wizards, so I'm taking the Pelicans tonight. Minus 2.5, minus 3, all that. Let's go. I'm all in. Let's go.
That a boy, Mitt. Charlotte and Brooklyn, you got to check the lineups on this one. You don't know who's going to fucking play. How do you feel about that one, Mitt? Same?
Yeah, same. I hate betting on Brooklyn right now. You have no clue what they're going
to
do.
Orlando at Toronto. Both of those teams right now are stay away from me.
I will not bet on either of those teams.
I do tend to lean to taking the Grizzlies versus the Bulls tonight.
Ooh, okay. Well, Tony, this is one of my they're due situations. The Bulls have lost their last 4 against the spread. They started out the season really hot. They made some trades. I thought their team got better. They've been playing like shit since then. I do think they're going to end up bouncing back, and I think they get a big win tonight. They're at home. They're playing the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies really aren't that good. Plus 4. I'll take it.
Okay. I'll be on the other side. Nuggets are 8.5 versus the Rockets. Seems a little short to me.
Seemed a little big to me.
okay, fucking me and Mitt fucking going to head to head on. The Nuggets just handled the Heat, which, I mean, the Heat, you never know what the fuck you're going to get from the Heat, but also the Rockets. I mean, if I had to take gun to my head, I'm taking the Nuggets. I'm not taking the Rockets. Okay. But if you want to take the Rockets, go ahead, Bo.
No. I have not taken the Rockets once this year. I will not take the Rockets. I think Denver, they played well without Jamal Murray, but I don't know if that'll like sustain. He's a lot of offense for that team, and like,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. Eight's a lot. 8.5's a lot.
And then the Knicks have won 4 in a row, and they're getting 6.5 versus the Mavs. So. Might lean Knicks there, so but I'm not. Once again, I'm not gonna take an NBA until maybe Monday.
I am taking the over of this game, Tony. Let's go 210. It's kind of low, not really for the Knicks, but it's low for the Mavericks, okay. And the Knicks are gonna probably keep it pretty close here.
You got anything else?
I got two more. I got Portland -2.5 against San Antonio. Okay. Damian Lillard really wants that MVP vote, so I think he's just going to be going on a little spree here. And then I actually took the under of the Miami game versus Minnesota. I can't really bet on Miami right now, but they do play a hella defense, and it's 221.
Hold on. Did you say hella?
Yes.
Oh, hella defense, dude.
Because you're from NorCal, or?
I don't know when I started picking up saying that. I might have been in like seven. There's possibly like seven different states.
Okay, I'll allow it. You're right. You're not just from Indiana. You're from you're from St. Louis. You're from Atlanta.
Kansas City.
You're from Denver. You're from KC.
Utah.
Anywhere else?
I lived in Idaho for a little bit. Kentucky. I lived in Kentucky too.
Okay. All right. The moment you've all been waiting for. The man said he had 16 games to play this weekend. We did a little bit of research this morning, and Gumpy has bet on 595 soccer games since August 1st. He is 313, 222, and 61, plus 36.13 units.
Is that good?
You're a fucking psycho. You're an absolute monster. Can you give us some footy plays for the weekend?
You know I'm going 0-2 today after after all of this that just happened. So start with Saturday, West Ham money line over Newcastle. West Ham's lost 2 of 8, and they were to Man U and Man City. Newcastle's won 1 of 8. I know Newcastle's fighting relegation, but West Ham's fighting for Champions League, so I think that evens things out. I like West Ham there. I love this one. Frankfurt has been good to us all year. Their draw no bet -118 against Mönchengladbach tomorrow. They've won 3 straight, haven't lost in 5, and they've lost 1 of their last 13. So great value there on Frankfurt. And then back to the EPL, Wolverhampton moneyline -140 against Sheffield United. Sheffield fired their coach a few weeks back. They're in dead last. They're getting relegated. Their season's done. Good value on Wolverhampton here. And then to the Serie A, Sassuolo, draw no bet, -128 versus Fiorentina. They're just the better team here, and it's great value on a draw no bet. And then we'll go to where we love, French Ligue 1, Marseille money line over Lorient. Marseille's lost 1 of their last 5.
It's a
5,
beautiful city, by the way.
And Lorient's won 1 of 5. They're just the better team. And then Sunday, I'll tweet out all my picks. But Sunday, you can get Sevilla at draw no bet, -128 against Real Sociedad. That's great value. Arsenal money line against Fulham at -140. Great value. And then Real Madrid money line, -150 against Getafe. Uh-huh. Is good value as well. And then if you go, oh, Harry Kane. and then if you go to this, these lines here. If you go to Serie A on Sunday, you can get Juventus draw no bet against Atalanta, who I know is a good team, but Juventus draw no bet is -110.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to take that every time. And you get Inter Milan, who's first in the league, draw no bet, -144 against Napoli. And then you can also go back to Ligue 1. Lens, draw no bet, -118 versus Brest.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
lens versus breast.
Lens versus breast is the matchup we've been waiting for all year.
It's classic league.
And lens has been playing good footy. So them at draw no bet -118 is good. And then, yeah, I'll throw it a bunch more on Sunday. So there's a lot to like this weekend, man.
You're the best, you fucking animal, dude. Hey, Ari Kine.
2-2. One more, we could fucking nick it here.
How's Lil doing?
Lil's dead. They're down 1-0. I mean,
did you have them draw no bet? You had them
no. Violent. They were -140. They closed at -180, but they have 14 shots.
Sometimes the boys just can't find the back of the net.
Montpellier has been playing well lately. Ligue 1 is by far the best to talk about.
Anyone have anything else left? I mean, we covered fucking pretty much everything.
I will tweet out some FCS football picks tomorrow and Sunday. Full slate this weekend.
I mean, we're getting into the nitty gritty. That's fucking season.
Oh yeah, these games actually matter now.
I mean, they always matter.
How many games are in that?
How season? Do we like Luka or Julius Randle record a triple double? Don't hate that.
Are we on the boost?
Yeah.
Is there any dinger boost?
There's a Zion or Russell Westbrook to score the first basket, +250.
Give me a dinger boost, dude.
The game that Mitt took the under, there's a super boost for Yankees to win and 10-plus runs scored, +300.
+300?
That's not gonna
yeah. hit. And then for Dodgers to win and 9-plus runs scored, +250.
What's the line on that Rays-Yankees game?
Today?
Yeah. Are the Rays getting +0.5?
The Rays
are they favorites?
No, the Rays are +136 on the money or for the money line.
Who the fuck is Nick Nelson?
First half, the Rays are +0.5 -106. I don't know. The Rays have been pretty fucking bad lately.
I know. I keep getting sucked in. Waka's not the same as he was. I don't think.
No.
Oh no, Donovan Mitchell just went down.
Yeah, that bet's fucking.
All right. Okay, thank you guys enough for listening. Take some time this weekend and check out the YouTube. We'll tweet out all of our bets on our Twitter. They've got the rollover going on. 2,000 today, 2,250 tomorrow if nobody hits.
If we get to, when we get to 15,000, was it? 17,000?
Excuse me?
Subscribers?
Oh, subscribers. 15,000.
We got that, on the rollover.
We got that hoodie.
Yeah, we got that.
I wouldn't worry about the rollover. I'm probably going to win that tonight.
We got a giveaway.
Tony, do you want to do a last-minute sermon since you wore your preacher outfit on to Hammer Down today?
All right, Bill. You can go fuck yourself. if you want us to talk about anything or go over anything, comment on this video. We will be doing next week like a how-to betting.
Tomorrow, because Pat's Friday night SmackDown, yeah. There'll be no spaces tonight.
Yeah.
But let me know.
Do a spaces watch along.
No, I'll probably do a spaces Saturday night.
That's what I'm moving
my or Saturday stream. Afternoon. What are you doing, Bill?
I'm moving my stream to Saturday, too.
You just we're going head to head again, huh? I like this game.
Tweet that.
Yeah, yeah. Probably around, I think 8 o'clock Saturday night sounds good. So,
okay.
Let's do it.
Hey, let's do it. At Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you guys so much. We will see you Monday. Hammer Down.